HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A last-minute agreement has extended the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas for one more day. It came at the close of day number six that saw the release of 16 more hostages, including an American teacher. The BBC's Hugo Bechega has our top story from Jerusalem.
145 people are still in captivity in Gaza, and Hamas has been saying that it is not holding all of them and that they are having difficulties in locating those hostages, in identifying them. So this could be another obstacle before they are released.
At least three people were killed and several wounded in a shooting just outside Jerusalem. Israeli police say two Palestinian gunmen hopped out of a car and opened fire at a bus stop during the morning rush hour. Both men were killed. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100.
As America's top diplomat, Kissinger opened up relations between the U.S. and China, developed the policy of détente with the Soviet Union, and his efforts to arrange a ceasefire between North and South Vietnam.
We believe that peace is at hand.
Brought him a Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. But this diplomat who never lost the German accent of his birthplace was a man who also had many critics. Kissinger was accused of lies, manipulation, and secret deals, blamed for, among other things, dragging out the Vietnam War, the secret bombing of Cambodia, the propping up of South American dictators, and generally ignoring human rights. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Sobering news as the COP28 Global Climate Conference gets underway in Dubai today. The UN's World Meteorological Organization says 2023 is on track to become the hottest year on Earth ever. Correspondent Ben Tracy.
Nations are not currently cutting their planet warming emissions quickly enough to avoid some of the worst impacts, and there is pressure to call for a phase out of the use of fossil fuels. President Biden is not attending this year's summit, nor is Chinese President Xi Jinping. China and the U.S. are two of the world's top polluters.
Have an old Gmail account you haven't used in years? CNET's Ian Schur says Google will start deleting dormant accounts tomorrow.
There's a lot of reasons people might have old accounts they haven't signed into. Imagine people who have changed their names, or a loved one has passed and their email is just sitting there.
Ian says they can be vulnerable to hacking, identity theft, and spam. If you want to keep your old account, just go log on now and send someone an email. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Thousands of stars.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to me.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. talk about Jackson State. We can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce. That's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 18, mostly clear. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 33. Saturday, generally cloudy, 36 with some light snow. Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
93.5, The Tap.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Here's a little Mickey and Sylvia to tell you about a historic date in 1987. Now, their song obviously predates 1987, but it was on a soundtrack that went to number one on this day in 1987. More about that in today's history lesson coming up in just a bit. Some great news for the University of Wisconsin Badger men's hockey team. 4 weeks ago, they were unranked and just moving along as they have the past few years here. They're now the number one team in the country. They have started this season so hot, and the women's hockey team continues to be the number one team in the nation as well. For the men, it's the first time they've been ranked number one in the country since September of 2006, shortly after they won their last national title. The men's hockey team is at Michigan State this Friday, Saturday. The women's team is at Ohio State this Friday and Saturday. Giannis scored 35 points in the Milwaukee Bucks' 118-109 victory over the Chicago Bulls last night. Damian Lillard was back in action and scored 12 points as the Bucks go to 6-4 on the season. Craig Counsell was introduced as the Chicago Cubs manager yesterday amid reports the Brewers are likely to give the skipper job to bench coach Pat Murphy. Counsell acknowledged Craig several times in his Chicago news conference yesterday that he underestimated how much his move to the Cubs would inflame passions at home, which makes me want to do the old Amy Poehler, Seth Meyers thing. And we just go, really,
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 really, really, Craig, you only lived in the state, was born in the state, played for the team, coached the team, had pictures of you with the 82 Brewers. And you think that the fans wouldn't have been as upset? Really,
really. I like one of the social media posts that said, how are you getting live video of someone who's dead to me?
another one says, who is this Craig guy? Never heard of him.
I saw one that said, thanks for the memories, Craig.
Yeah, Craig. So, vaya con Dios, Craig. The Madden's basketball team for the Badgers, they are at Providence tonight. 5 o'clock tip-off, and you can hear the Badger men's basketball game on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. News from the center in Richland Center and Lake Erin Amory. Again, 5 o'clock tip-off tonight for the Badger men's basketball team. Badger women's basketball is at home this evening against South Dakota State. Marquette men's basketball is at Illinois tomorrow, and Marquette women's basketball is at Craig, I always love talking about this school. Marquette women's basketball is at Ooey Pooey tomorrow evening. You know, you've heard of Ooey Pooey, right?
I've not.
Oh, what God, is this? Well, their acronym is IUPUI. It's a blended school, Indiana University, Purdue University, and then I forget what the last I stands for. But yeah, it's Indiana and Purdue have like this smaller joint campus. So by the acronym, it's Ooey Pooey.
Are they called the Hoosier Makers or the Boilershers or?
I now know that you have a Google assignment sometime today to figure out what the Ooey Pooeys are called. High school football playoffs wrap up. We'll have Jimmy Koska on Thursday morning to roll through all of the championship games that will be at Camp Randall coming up this Thursday and Friday. All right, this is normally the point in the program where I tell you about the Up North News Daily newsletter or newsletters that you can get from our parent company, Courier Newsroom. But I should also note that Courier Newsroom has 9 state outlets around the country with 2 more on the way, and now a new national team to inform America about the stakes of the 2024 elections, and Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of that rollout. If you go to couriernewsroom.com, you'll see a new opinion piece from Senator Baldwin about the stakes in 2024. And she hits on a theme similar to what we heard here on the program 1 week ago from State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Fundamental freedoms are on the line. And that's not hyperbole. Baldwin writes, quote, one of our most fundamental rights and freedoms, the right to control our own bodies, the right to free and fair elections, the right to be who we are, love who we love, and afford a good middle-class life, it's all on the line in this election. She references the repeal of Roe v. Wade, which was made possible only because Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 by 0.77%. 4 years later, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by 0.63%. But by then, so much damage had been done, and more would be done a few weeks later on that dark January 6th day at the Capitol. Back to Tammy Baldwin's column, quote, over the past few years, we've seen extremist right-wing politicians attempt to suppress the vote and prevent communities from having a fair say in their elections, pass anti-LGBTQ legislation that puts same-sex couples and their children at risk, try to ban Rosa Parks from our libraries and take Toni Morrison from our bookshelves, and push changes to our economy that put big corporations and the ultra-wealthy first and the interests of working families last. And Baldwin notes it's been made possible by a lot of right-wing money. For example, the $77 million that was needed to drag Ron Johnson over the finish line to a third term. But she calls all of that just a warm-up act compared to what lies ahead, when her own re-election bid next year could determine whether Republicans take control of the U.S. Senate. And if you've seen the circus in the House, you understand her concern. And she rightly notes how Republicans put their 2024 convention in Milwaukee because their only path back to power runs through the voting booths of Wisconsin. And Baldwin says, with now less than 1 year out till Election Day, it is critical, she writes, that we keep organizing, having the tough conversations, and keep voting in historic numbers to restore our rights and freedoms once and for all. And again, you can read the entire column over at the Courier Newsroom website, couriernewsroom.com. The other thing you'll find over there is a nice trove of newsletters, including some from friends of the program. For example, Mark Jacob has a weekly newsletter called Stop the Presses about right-wing extremism exploiting the weaknesses in American journalism.
Our friend Kia Vakil has a biweekly newsletter called Frontlines, getting you up to speed on local political stories from key states. We're going to visit with Carolyn Fiddler on Friday for the first time in a long time. She's very busy writing State House Action, which is a must-read newsletter on the latest insider news from state capitals across the country. For What It's Worth is a weekly newsletter that breaks down digital spending and strategy and tactics and trends in election campaigns. And finally, a weekly newsletter by Melissa Ryan called Control-Alt-Right-Delete. See what we did there? Control-Alt-Right-Delete. Anyway, it's devoted to covering the rise of far-right extremism, white nationalism, disinformation, and online toxicity. And so it's all part of a Courier newsroom push to say that our country needs more pro-democracy media than ever before. And I'll say again, that does not mean pro-democratic media, does not mean pro-progressive media. My God, do we need more center-right, pro-democracy media that is understanding that there is no free press if there is no democracy. But Courier Newsroom, for their part, is introducing the new national content and contributors to, as they say, expose, explain, and fight back against threats to our freedoms and our democracy. So again, look for all of that at CourierNewsroom.com. Coming up next, Christina Laurie joins us. She puts together the daily newsletter from Up North News and has the uplift in just a bit. You're up north.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire has been extended into a seventh day. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
Negotiations continue. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in Tel Aviv to have meetings and talks about how to extend this truce further.
Israeli police say at least three people were killed at a bus stop outside Jerusalem when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, a Jewish refugee who fled Nazi Germany, has died at the age of 100.
There is no other country in the world in which a man of my background could be even considered for an office such as the one to which I have been nominated.
The COP28 climate summit opens in Dubai with a warning from the UN. 2023 is on track to be the hottest on record. Ben Tracy.
There is still hope nations can agree on accelerating cuts to their planet warming emissions to avoid some of the worst impacts of the climate crisis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital...
It was such a departure from Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadian Mounties or whatever his orchestra was called. The only thing you ever saw on New Year's Eve was big band music.
I didn't know that.
Until about the mid-70s or so. And then Dick Clark's like, why don't we have music from today on? And created this show. And it was, lightning in a bottle. Now that's what everybody has. You don't see something from, decades earlier. And so that was, I can see where they would want to tip their cap to Dick Clark for that reason. But man, that was a guy who did not age at all. He always had those boyish looks until way late in life.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget television bloopers with Ed McMahon. That was a fun show.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down 2 bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure. But why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Kind of semi-public figure to react in this way to Jay Rothman in light of that email. If this is true, if those are your real feelings, you need to resign. You need to step down. If this is how you feel, and again, he tweeted that he thinks he was mischaracterized, but he wrote what he wrote, and to the extent that it has summarized his value on higher education, it renders him not qualified for the job. This is somebody with no higher education experience. His experience was in running a big-time law firm in Milwaukee. And we know that there's a lot of that backwards thinking in big business that believes universities should be nothing more than vocational schools. And it's that lack of appreciation sometimes for the value of a liberal arts education that is especially galling. You know, reactions like that just said to me that Jay Rothman could not get the job done with the legislature, even though he was supposed to be the representative of business thinking. And yet the most important projects for business, like the UW-Madison School of Engineering building and all the other great ways that the UW continues to create jobs, those things continue to be cut by legislative Republicans. And so he didn't get the job done. And so if this kind of thinking, trying to sound like the legislature's most extreme members, that's not going to help your case with them. And I can only hope that from Regents on down, there is a sharp focus on Rothman and whether that is his line of thinking. And if so, those are deficiencies in values that would need him to step aside, especially for those of us who did come from, you know, low income families and who have not forgotten our roots and understand that our parents struggled mightily so that we could manage to get some kind of an education through Pell Grants, financial aid, whatever it is that we could afford to try to have a better life. Again, college and a four-year bachelor's degree is not for everyone. I know we hear that over and over again. But there's more to education as well than simply to pigeonhole someone into one career path, a pipeline for whatever jobs happen to be hot right now. We have a real deficiency of cultural literacy in this country. Jay Leno made a career out of it, you know, doing person on the street interviews and showcasing people unable to answer basic questions. These are folks to whom any experience to the liberal arts would have been of value to be a better informed citizen, taxpayer, and voter. We'll follow this story as it develops. We'll come back and talk with Joe Zepecki in just a bit here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Israel-Hamas ceasefire has been extended into a seventh day. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
Negotiations continue. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is in Tel Aviv to have meetings and talks about how to extend this truce further.
Israeli police say at least three people were killed at a bus stop outside Jerusalem when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, a Jewish refugee who fled Nazi Germany, has died at the age of 100.
There is no other country in the world in which a man of my background could be even considered for an office such as the one to which I have been.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehope. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's
funding. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 18, mostly clear. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 33. Saturday, generally cloudy, 36 with some light snow Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. UK, 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 UK.
Thursday morning, we're back as advertised with Joe Zepecki, if that's his real name. Joe Zepecki, how are you?
As you can see on my screen, today I'm using the name CC Sabathia.
Well, we know Warren Spahn is already taken, so sure, why wouldn't you go with that?
A lot of great Brewers pitchers over the years. We can go through them all. Raleigh Fingers,
yes,
Teddy Higuera, yeah. Juan Nieves. Oh, I should have gone with Juan Nieves. Yeah. Only Brewer pitcher to throw a no-hitter.
And yet Melissa yesterday goes with Steve Young. Really? I mean,
well,
I get her roots and everything, but I mean.
It's also a sore spot for me because the only man in the world I'm envious of is, you know, her adoration for Steve Young. But that's a personal problem and, you know, we're working through it.
That's it. That's it. We'll work on it. And look, maybe this will be the last time I, you know, poke a stick at this thing. But I'm going to say again, because as somebody who is, you know, as much an insider as you and I have ever been, that turned into a story versus Robin Voss jetting off to Brazil for the start of a special session still tells me that there are media outlets that, you know, they take the bait too easily.
Yeah, or much less the conversation we'll have after that, which is the leading Republican candidate for president promising that he will, if he gets back into the Oval Office, he's coming after the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
An actual thing that will impact millions of Americans, as opposed to this nonsense over an email account.
Which, by the way,
come on.
By the way, the email accounts, as other people have pointed out, if you want great journalism based on emails, look at, for example, folks have already heard me just, you know, blow a gasket at Jay Rothman for what he said about the UW system and everything. That came from reporting about an email. That's something of
of consequence. But yeah, let's instead go ahead and move on to, because you do a lot of work with Protect Our Care. And for Trump, who again does not have advisors and he no longer has anything resembling guardrails, so there was nobody there to tell him last Sunday, I don't think you should put up the social media post about terminating the Affordable Care Act when, you know, you have failed yourself to provide an alternative low these many years. I cannot imagine, Joe, but this is where you get to correct me, cannot imagine anybody said to him, yeah, I think that's a good thing to put up on social media.
Well, this is the thing, right? Is he has no discipline. He does not listen to anyone. He is irresponsible and he is wrong. He is extreme. And so we have to take him at his word. There is no strategy here, right? He has always wanted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. When he was president, they passed that in the House, but the Senate blocked it. The infamous, or I would say famous, thumbs down from John McCain to say, no, we're not going to do this. And so he didn't get it done the first time. Now he's saying if he gets elected in 2024 and is president, he will, this is his word, quote, terminate the Affordable Care Act. Let's talk about just a couple of the impacts that would have. There are 135 million Americans who have pre-existing conditions. The reason they can get health insurance today is because of the Affordable Care Act. So if you have asthma or diabetes or have ever had a major surgery or an organ transplant or almost anything, you would not be able to get insurance the way you can today. Like, what is, there is no political strategy behind telling 135 million people in this country to pound sand, right? There is no strategy behind telling the 49 million seniors who would see their prescription drug costs go up to pound sand, right? There is no logic to telling the majority of humans in this country, who are women, there are more women than men, that insurance companies can once again charge women more than men simply for being women. Like, so we cannot ascribe this to political strategy, nor should we. The conversation we need to have is every single American needs to know that Donald Trump means it when he says he's coming for your health care. Full stop.
It's true. Now, look, I'm not in the habit of you know, taking on individual you know, love notes that we get from people from time to time. So keep in mind that when I read this email, it's not, we're not going to take care of this person's specific problem. But I do want to talk about the sentiment that is behind some of the criticism of the Affordable Care Act.
Sure.
The email goes like this. Tell me who the Affordable Care Act has helped. Certainly not people making mediocre wages. Our out-of-pocket costs went from $2,500 to $8,500 and our premium doubled. It took out the young 18 to 26-year-olds that would be paying into the system and added them to their parents' premium, and the rest got put squarely on the working class. The whole thing is a pile of something, as we already have Badger Care covering the poor and the underpaid. My son is 30, has cancer, and gets from the Affordable Care Act high premiums and out-of-pocket costs. The federal government has never fixed anything, and this is no exception. So my first response is, well, first off, tell us how you really feel. But second, that this is, again, not everybody is going to be touched in the same way by any given policy. And it sounds like there are going to be these individual stories that I think should not get in the way of, you know, what it does for most Americans.
Well, I would take a separate track on that, which is I'm very sorry to hear about all of that hardship that that individual is experiencing. And I am glad that their son, who is a cancer survivor at 30, it sounds like, is able to be insured at all.
Right.
Because 20 years ago, they wouldn't be able to be insured at all. And the second thing I would say is no one is saying that the work is done, that our healthcare system is perfect. The point here is that the Affordable Care Act was the first time in generations that the U.S. did anything to to improve healthcare in this country. The way this works is you don't get the pony, you don't get everything you want the first time, and the Affordable Care Act has been built on through things like additional, you know, tax credits for those lower income folks who don't qualify for Medicaid. There are states like Wisconsin that still have not expanded Medicaid, leaving money on the table, creating a disincentive to work because people say, well, if I go over and I make, you know, a few more dollars an hour, I'm not going to be able to get health insurance anymore. So no one is saying that the system is perfect. What we are saying is you do not want to go back to the days where your 30-year-old son, who when he gets cancer and gets sick, the insurance company says, well, that's it. We're not going to insure you anymore. We don't want to go back to the days where while that cancer treatment is happening, there is both an annual and lifetime cap in effect where at some point the meter stops running. It is not perfect, but the number of bankruptcies in this country that individuals and families have experienced due to healthcare costs has fallen because of the Affordable Care Act and the things like the American Rescue Plan and Inflation Reduction Act that have built on that. And when you stack up that progress and the things that President Biden and Democrats in Congress are still trying to do to strengthen that law and bring down the cost of drugs that are a big driver of healthcare costs, when you look at that record compared to Donald Trump, who tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act in its entirety during his term in office, and now as he is the leading Republican candidate and has a decent shot of getting back in there, is saying that if he gets back in there, one of the things he's going to do is unwind all of the progress we've made. So that's the choice. And it's not between a pony and nothing. It's between progress and unwinding progress. And that's what we can't have.
Yeah, I think that's a very nice way of saying something that seems, people seem to have forgotten that, yeah, there were some people who hadn't been denied by insurance companies yet. There were some people that hadn't been dropped by insurance companies yet. And I think that this particular person has been very fortunate, but was only one denial away or one premium increase away from joining the many, many, many others who said, it's about time we took healthcare seriously. And that's what the Affordable Care Act ended up doing.
We have a collective memory problem in this country that, you know, I understand people are frustrated and, you know, we want things to be better. And it is helpful, I find, to occasionally take a step back and think about where we were and the progress that we have made. The Affordable Care Act is progress. Healthcare is better today than it was 20 years ago or 15 years ago before the Affordable Care Act. And the last thing we can afford to do is turn the clock back on this. And I just want to wrap this part of the conversation up with one thing. This was not some offhand, you know, Trump was on the toilet at 2 a.m., you know, and he sends out the social media thing. He has doubled down on this. He was asked about it. He's talked about it again this week saying, no, I meant it. So this is not something where his advisors are going to say, no, actually, sir, you shouldn't do that. He is deadly serious, and that will have deadly consequences for Americans who won't be able to access and afford healthcare in the way they've been able to since the Affordable Care Act became law.
Which is why you also see Democrats not only amplifying what Trump said, but reminding people of where other Republicans have been on this. You know, Derek Van Orden's campaign website still talks about replacing Obamacare with something, but it doesn't say what after all this time.
Eric Hovde, California banker, who is the most likely candidate to eventually start running against Tammy Baldwin when he ran in 2012. Said that would be a priority of his, is unwinding Obamacare. And so, you know, from Ron Johnson on down, the Republican Party is full of people who will go along with this in lockstep and try to end the Affordable Care Act. That will increase costs and make it harder to get access to health care. This country can't afford that.
Campaign news, not for 2024, but for 2025. Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel says he's willing to run for state Supreme Court in 2025 when progressive Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's current term ends. But Joe,
we know his campaign positions. He's talked about where he stands on the issues. Doesn't that mean he shouldn't be able to run, or he can be impeached as soon as he were to take office?
I see what you did there. listen, if conservatives think the answer to the Dan Kelly problem they experienced in April is let's run Dan Kelly without the cloak, who is already, you know, I mean, like it, on issue after issue, abortion has already lost a statewide election. Like, this is just rerunning the Dan Kelly campaign. The only difference is he doesn't have the what do we call that? I don't want to call it a cape again. There's got to be.
No, I think cape is good because I think there's a photo of that someplace of it billowing in the wind as he's crossing the street near the Capitol here. All right. NBA in-season tournament. Bucks advance to the quarterfinals, whatever that means. What do we think of the in-season tournament so far?
I am just so thrilled that after four decades on this planet, the Bucks have finally won their pool in the first ever NBA in-season tournament, and are on the march. They're in the Elite Eight, I think we call it. They're one of the eight teams left standing. And, you know, I'm going to tell my grandkids about it. was texting with some friends last night. Tell them we did it. There was a suggestion perhaps we should meet at the Fiserv Forum at about 11 p.m. and riot, you know, light a few cars on fire.
Get some merchandise. I'm sure there's going to be T-shirts, you know.
I did not agree to that plan. And I just, you know, I know your other white guy with a beard from Milwaukee and I are going back and forth without ever actually talking to one another. Dan Schaefer on the Twitter machine in the last 24 hours has acknowledged the problems with the Bucks defense. Ooh. I'm not here to say I told you so.
No,
I'm just here to say if only someone had suggested that the makeup of this Bucks team might lead to some challenges on the defensive end, maybe we would have been warned that we'd be giving up 70 points and a half to the Washington Wizards in November of this year. But who's to say?
To be continued. Joe Zepecki, a.k.a. CeCe's Bathia. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
And we'll be back right after this here up north.
The Tap.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I have an unnatural love for this song.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
The number one album on this day, November 30th, 1968, was Wichita Lineman. This is the title track of that album by Glenn Campbell. And
I love this song.
I know it's part of his voice. Yes. I love the strings. I love the bass guitar, the bass solo, or it's not a bass guitar, but the solo in the middle.
Yeah.
It's down so low.
Just, and there's a sadness to it.
Yeah.
But it's not sad.
It's a topic. It's a guy working in an electric service truck going up and down the highway fixing the lines. It's like the least likely thing from which you would get lyrical poetry.
And yet there it is.
That's what I love about country music is that you can write a song about this and you're like, my dad was the Wichita lineman too.
You get a weather report. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. We know this, you know? Look at this.
I'm going to get teary. I'm going to get teary. I'm
getting verklempt over here.
All right. Glenn Campbell, we love you and we miss you.
We really do. Let's at the other end of the music spectrum, happy birthday to Billy Idol. He is 68 today. I know most people would go with, you know, White Wedding or Rebel Yell. And as I'm looking through the discography, I'm like, oh, I remember liking this song, Hot in the City. You don't hear it much anymore.
He got some hits on some big covers back in the day.
He did, yeah. Money Money, most notably. So, Billy Idol, 68 years old today. We already mentioned Dick Clark was born this day in 1929, passed away in 2012. Director Ridley Scott. You'd think we'd be saying, oh, I'm sure enjoying his retirement because he's 86 today. He gave us Alien. He gave us Blade Runner. Such a long list of movies. But he's working. Napoleon just came out.
In the time it took Martin Scorsese to make Killer of the Flower Moon, Ridley Scott made four movies.
I know. Saw him on CBS Sunday Morning a week or two ago. Not slowing down.
No.
You know?
Still a grumpy old man, too.
Yes, he is. I don't know that I've ever heard a CBS Sunday Morning interview get bleeped as often as that. But, you know, you're talking to Ridley Scott. You gotta take the good with the bad. Let's see. The number one song this day in 1971 was by Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah, this is 1971.
Oh, yeah.
On this day in 1994, Tupac was robbed and shot five times outside a New York City recording studio. He recovered from that one. Not so much one that was later on. Let's see. A little album was released on this day in 1982. And I remember because Christmas of 82, everybody was getting this album by Michael Jackson called Thriller.
Never heard of it. Seven singles
released from the album, like, you know, Billie Jean and, of course, the title track and Beat It. In case you are wondering, Thriller does still hold the title. Greatest selling album of all time. I checked yesterday, the current stat, 51 million certified copies sold.
My gosh.
And second place on that list is AC/DC's Back in Black, way down at 30 million. That's how popular Thriller was and continues to be after all these years.
Can I give you a fun factoid about this song?
Go for it.
The guitar playing on this song.
Okay,
you go ahead. You go ahead. Tell the world.
No, I was just about to say, I'm tempted to talk my way through this just so we can hear Eddie Van Halen again, you know, doing the guitar solo, who apparently, if you know, I don't know if it's apocryphal, walked in and did it in one take. And for free, yes. You know, he was asked a favor. He said, sure. Yeah. Came in, did this, legend, and walked out.
Legend.
Here's another one that, again, you don't know when something's going to be, you know, a legendary issue here. And I see a little note on my screen. If I'm a little glitchy right now from the internet, my apologies. We'll try to stabilize that. But again, things that instantly become a hit that you weren't expecting. Bing Crosby's Last Christmas Special aired on this day in 1977. Now, again, these things are recorded well in advance. He'd recorded it in September and then he died in October. So it was already going to get good ratings. But what people remember about it was that here's Bing Crosby with this relatively, you know, new rocker, David Bowie, and they sing a modified version of Little Drummer Boy. Can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Because as I recall the story, one or the other, probably David Bowie, thought it wouldn't work as just a straight duet. And so the show's writers just decided to bang out a secondary song to run underneath it.
David Bowie wanted to showcase his singing because it's not like a high talent song to sing, but yeah, it's David Bowie and he's amazing. He's one of my favorites, period.
Oh yeah. it's not so much just that, you know, Derbingle had passed away. It's that it was a very unique song that people were listening to. All right. So that was November 30th, 1977. November 30th is National Computer Security Day. For that, the best way that we're aware to enhance your computer security would be to share your password at 844-967-2789.
That's my password. What?
See, it's Celebrate Shelter Pets Day.
Aww.
It's Meth Awareness Day. Yes, I'm aware of meth. I would not like to be more so.
That was going to be my joke in my head. I'm like, don't say that, Greg.
Yeah, I did. Sorry. It's National Moose Day, as in the dessert, not the, you know, bloop bloop with the antlers on it. No, National Moose, like a chocolate moose, which is fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's National Mason Jar Day, which I thought mason jars were kind of like these old stodgy things, but now I'm an old stodgy thing. And I read someplace that it was a better way to keep your fruit from going bad. Like if you only use a few of the strawberries, I used to put like plastic wrap, you know, over the container and then they'd start to get moldy after a couple of days. No, you put them in a, wash them, dry them, put them in a mason jar. They keep very nicely that way.
And if you're a white lady getting married, they're going to be on your tables.
Like it or not, with some straw in there or candles or what have you. Hey, in our second hour, we're going to be talking about data centers. There's some big ones coming to the Racine area, but data centers in general and the amount of water that it takes to keep them cool. Are we aware of its use and how do we do so properly? That's coming up in the second hour of Up North News Radio for a Thursday. Back in a bit.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If I could be you,
and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.